these practices back to back to back?
Really feels really good to get back out there and practice on consecutive days and be able to participate in everything they want me to participate in.
Do you know if you can play?
Getting closer and closer. I wouldn't be able to tell you 100%, but I will say I'm a lot further along now than I was.
Had you circled the Tampa game? I mean, is there any symbolism to you wanting to be the scene of the crime, I guess?
You know, obviously the game that was circled was Atlanta. I didn't even put a lot of thought into week two, but now we're here and it is Tampa. It's, you know, I got carted off there last year, which was no fun. But yeah, it's a big game. They're all huge games. So, especially for this team, we got to just go down there and capitalize.
At that time, Kyle, sorry to belabor that, but at that time when you came off the field and even in the aftermath of it, did you have any idea that it would be this kind of a rehab?
No, you know, I've never really been through anything that required time away. I mean, I've had shoulder, I've had knee sprains, I've had, you know, hip flexor, I've had everything. I've never had anything that forced a surgery and forced a recovery process like this. So it's been a test of my character, and it's been something that opened my eyes to the guys around me, you know, the guys in our room that are very supportive and who just continue to support and want to see you get back out there.
What is it that you have to feel or see for yourself to know that you're ready to get back in?
It's tough to put a word and to articulate that, but I'd say just I'll just know, you know, I'll know. And I think we're getting pretty close.
Will you know 2 hours before the game? I mean, is it going to be that close to the decision?
I didn't bring my magic ball, my crystal ball, but I will say that I feel a ton better than I have. And I think the guys see that and the coaches see that.
What's the, because you fought through so much, what's the best way to describe what this is, how it's prevented you from being able to take the field and play?
I'd say that for me, it's like reacquiring that love of the game, and it never leaves you. But when you're out of it and you're hurt and you feel like you can't do it, there's this dark cloud that's over you all the time, and it's amazing. You go out there, you put your helmet on, and you put your hands on some people, and you move around and get a good sweat, and you feel pretty damn good. I think it's good for your brain chemistry. It's good for, you know, socially to be around all these guys, and it's good for to be a teammate, to be out there and doing the things I'm supposed to be doing in practice.
Thanks, Kyle.